WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Digital Minimalism. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let's get real for a second. Ever feel like your phone is running your life? You know that feeling when you're supposed to be having a deep conversation with someone, but your mind keeps drifting back to those notifications buzzing away in the corner? Yeah, me too. That's why today we're diving into how to set healthy tech habits that actually improve our relationships, because let's face it, life is about connection, not endless scrolling. Now, I'm not saying ditch your phone entirely. Technology can be amazing, connecting us with loved ones, helping us learn new things, and even making finding the perfect recipe for your next dinner party a breeze. But when tech starts taking over our lives, it can seriously strain those crucial human connections. Think about it. How many times have you been in a conversation where one person is constantly checking their phone, barely listening? It's like they're physically present but mentally miles away, right? Not exactly conducive to building strong bonds. So, how do we find that sweet spot? How do we use technology without letting it control our relationships? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Mindful tech breaks. This one's a game changer. Schedule regular, digital detox, periods throughout your day. Even just 15 minutes can make a huge difference. Use that time to connect with someone face to face, read a book, or simply enjoy the quiet. You'll be surprised how much more present you feel when you disconnect for a bit. Ever notice how much more engaged you are in a conversation when your phone's on silent? 2. Tech-free zones. Designate certain areas of your home, like the dinner table or bedroom, as tech-free zones. This helps create space for genuine connection and promotes healthy sleep habits. No more late-night scrolling. Imagine, you and your family enjoying a meal together, laughing and sharing stories without the distraction of phones buzzing on the table. 3. The power of presence. When you're spending time with someone, give them your undivided attention. Put away your phone, make eye contact, and really listen to what they're saying. Remember, the best relationships are built on genuine connection, not superficial interactions fueled by likes and notifications. 4. Led by example. Kids learn by watching, so if you want them to develop healthy tech habits, model that behavior yourself. Show them how to balance screen time with other activities like playing outside, reading, or spending quality time together. Think about it, wouldn't you rather be building memories and having fun conversations than endlessly scrolling through social media? 5. Communicate openly. Talk to your loved ones about your desire for healthier tech habits. Let them know why it's important to you and work together to create boundaries that respect everyone's needs. Remember, communication is key. Open and honest conversations can lead to stronger relationships and a happier, more connected life. Now, let me paint you a picture. You're at dinner with your partner, sharing stories about your day. You're really listening to each other, laughing together, and enjoying the moment. No phones on the table, no distractions, just pure connection. That's the kind of experience we want to cultivate in our relationships, right? But here's the thing, it takes effort. It takes conscious choices and a willingness to put down the phone and truly engage with the people around us. Remember, technology is a tool. It can be incredibly helpful, but it shouldn't control our lives or prevent us from forming meaningful connections. So, challenge yourself today to make one small change towards healthier tech habits. Put your phone away during dinner, take a mindful break in nature, or simply spend 15 minutes truly listening to someone you love. You'll be amazed at the difference it makes. Remember, digital minimalism isn't about deprivation, it's about intentionality. It's about choosing to use technology in a way that enhances our lives and strengthens our relationships. Now go out there, connect with the people who matter most, and live a more fulfilling life, one intentional connection at a time. Until next time, keep it real.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.